You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We have had one text in about scalping. He said, regarding scalping, just don't buy them. I know you're going to miss a gig, but if people are willing to pay stupid prices, that will continue. The same goes for record store day flippers. Don't feed the bastards! Exclamation marks. Appreciate the text about the scalping. Connor, what's your thoughts on the old ticket scalping? I haven't heard anyone say, oh, I'm a big fan of ticket scalping.
Yeah. No, I'm not. Do you know, I'm not one of those people, amazingly. Yeah. I don't like it. I don't like it. But it is one of those things where I'm like, I see a gig, like the Kendrick Lamar one. No, you know, I'm like, those ticket scalpers, such bastards, you know, why'd they have to take all those tickets? But then I'm actually really thinking about it. Like, how do you actually stop those guys? Seriously.
It's a problem, for sure. And I'm guessing, I'd say it's only got worse with tickets being sold on the internet. You can buy in big quantities just like that. I'm sure it's far less of the shady guy standing outside the gig feeding them off for cash, you know.
Yeah.
It's more like, it's probably so much easier these days. Anyway, well, we were talking in the newsroom this morning just about stories, and this just came up, and it seemed like a pretty relevant topic. So I went around the Auckland University campus and over to Albert Park as well, and I was asking a few people a few questions. I asked them, have they ever bought scalped tickets, or have they scalped tickets themselves, which I didn't think anyone would say they have, but I found a scalper, funnily enough, and I got some interesting remarks, so take a listen.
Have you ever encountered ticket scalping or been a ticket scalper?
Me personally, no, but I've heard stories about ticket scalping. I haven't known anyone who's done it, but I have known people that's been a victim of it.
What's the most you've heard of someone paying over the original price for a ticket?
Oh, like $1,000. It was awful, seriously. I can't remember what it was for, but I swear I've heard someone paying like over $1,000 extra just for a ticket. It was awful. Possibly the Ed Sheeran concert?
Really?
Yeah. Probably the price advertised by something like Ticketmaster, like no more.
I haven't encountered them, but I have never been one.
Yeah, and like, what's the most you've paid or you've seen someone else pay over the original price for a ticket?
I wanted to get tickets for the Post Malone one, yeah. And I got them like for $150. Someone sold them, but one of our friends got them for like almost $600. It was like last day. They were like $90-something.
How much would you pay to go and see your favorite artist?
Maximum $200.
And could you live with yourself buying tickets and selling them on for profit?
I mean, maybe, but not like outstanding amounts, or like not doing it as a business, obviously. Just like if I cancel or something happened, then yeah, why not?
You've done scalping?
Yeah, I've done it.
And like how'd you find it?
Easy to do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And like how much money can you make from it?
A lot of money. Sure. It depends on what tickets you buy, basically. So if you go like the one that was most successful for me was Rapture, which was Eminem, J. Cole, and Action Bronson. I sold those for double easily because there was a high demand for that. Drake as well. I think the one coming up for Kendrick Lamar, that will get sold easily. But I only got one ticket for myself.
What's your technique for getting the tickets real fast on the website?
There's no technique. You just buy it at the time at release.
Oh, you don't have to get them real quick before they sell out?
Yeah, you buy it like the first minute.
For you to see your favorite artist, what's the most amount of money you'd pay to see someone?
$320. That's how much I paid for Drake.
Yeah.
Probably only like $50 over Ed Sheeran. I was just saying that I know people who buy tickets for festivals and sell them for more when they get closer to the time because people are more desperate.
Sneaky.
I've seen like resale tickets, but like I've never like bought it, so I guess I can't say I've encountered that. And I've never like resold tickets. I think my friends personally, they don't like buying resale tickets because, you know, just way too expensive. True. And I think I wouldn't pay for anything like more than like a time and a half more than the price. So me, I just try to get it like originally.
Yeah. And who's your favorite artist? Like one person you want to see?
Right now?
Yeah.
Damn, I don't know if I can say this. Probably XXXTentacion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, how much would you pay to see him?
Probably, max, probably like 160, 170.
Yeah. And what's the most you'd pay on top of an original price? Like to see your favorite artist?
Maybe $100, I guess. Yeah, $100 sounds reasonable to me.
And could you live with yourself making money off reselling tickets?
Yeah, I probably could, but
can't be bothered.
Yeah, I wouldn't sort of put myself in the situation where I'd have to resell the ticket, but I could definitely see myself doing it. It's probably not a good thing.
Could you live with yourself buying tickets and selling them with the idea of selling them for more?
Yep.
Yeah?
Capitalism, yeah, it works.
What do you think of people who make money off selling tickets to make profit?
Scammers, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure I would pay to someone who sells tickets like that. I can't tell you.
But have you heard of someone paying a lot more money for a ticket than?
Yeah, I know that. I know that. It's immoral. I don't know what to think about that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Like sometimes my friend purposely buy some ticket to resell it to their friends, you know, to get extra money.
And like, could you live with yourself doing that?
No, I feel guilty doing that now.
And what's the most money that you'd pay to go and see? Who's your favorite musician first?
Bruno Mars.
And what's the most money you'd pay to go see Bruno Mars?
I think $300. Yeah, that would be extent, yeah.
Yeah. So if you couldn't get a ticket and there was one for $500, would you buy it?
If it's the last ticket, I would. But if it's not, I would probably find another.
Cool. Hey. I haven't sold them, but I've bought them when a concert sold out.
And like, what was the situation?
They were basically trying to sell them for way over retail.
And what's the most you've seen someone pay over retail for a ticket?
$100 or so. Oh, yeah. My favourite artist, probably Fat Freddy Strop, and I'd pay probably, I don't know, 150 maybe.
And if they were sold out and there was a ticket for $300, would you take it?
No.
Too much?
Yeah, too much.
Too much?
Yeah.
And what do you think of people who make money off ticket scalping?
I think it's awful. Yeah, I think it's so bad. Yeah. It's such a cheat.
This man got a ticket for Kendrick Lamar. How many did you get?
Just one ticket.
How fast did you have to get it?
It had to be pretty fast though.
Were you like clicking refresh?
Yeah, I was clicking refresh on the first show and it just showed nothing. And then I was waiting around and they announced the second show and I managed to suss them for the second show. Yeah.
And like, have you ever encountered ticket scalping or sold tickets yourself?
No, not personally.
What's the most you've heard of someone paying on top of retail for a ticket?
I just heard this morning that someone paid like, I don't know how much Beyonce tickets were, but someone paid $800 for tickets to Beyonce the day before, apparently. Shit. So,
yeah. That's and like, how much would you pay to go and see your favourite artist?
Ooh, $500 tops. What's the point buying if you're not intending on going in the first place? So.
They are nicking our shit. They totally are.
The Wire.
Ticket scalping. We've got a couple texts that has come in. I'll read quickly. Nobody's a victim of scalping. Buy tickets for double or triple the amounts. That is stupidity. And what's wrong with scalping? It doesn't degrade the product, and everyone involved are consenting adults. Scalp on, I say. Cheers, Peter. More freedom, less government. Cheers, Peter. Connor, I'll throw it over to you. What do you reckon?
Well, this is a long-standing problem. This is a long-standing problem because, the Americans have just gotten on board with this, like getting rid of it. Actually, Barack Obama did something last year, and they were linking it back to these guys called sidewalk men who stood on Broadway outside theaters in like trench coats, handing out tickets. But anyway, basically, the moral of the story is the controversy goes back to a Swiss website called Viagogo. Basically, stay away from that website. There's been reports of people who are getting tickets that have been cancelled so they don't get into the venue. There have been reports of people getting vastly overcharged. Someone paid, I think, an Auckland woman paid over $1,000 for $1,100 for Bruno Mars tickets recently. Just make sure that you're getting the real deal. Don't go to Buy Swap Sell Facebook pages. Don't go to Viagogo. They're actually under investigation at the moment.
Yeah.
So definitely don't go to them.
It is easy to say don't go to them, but if your favorite artist was in town and you had to go to that Facebook page to get your ticket to go, I mean, it's an interesting one.
Absolutely. But I guess then what I would say to that is if you're not going to listen to that advice, be it on your own head what happens, because you might well get a real ticket, but you also might get a fake and you might be $1,100 out of pocket. So be it on your own head.
You heard it from Connor. Be it on your own head.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.